But take us back when you decided to enlist and serve this great country. What went on with the line of thinking there?
Well, you know, the line of thinking was when I would come off the farm and everything, job shortage was down at that time. And I figured, okay, I graduated from here in Toledo, and then I turned around and I went to the Army. I enlisted in the Army in 1973 and spent 20 years and retired in 1993.
That's a pretty good run. What does your military service mean to you personally?
Me personally, it's pride and respect because of, I've had uncles that fought in World War II. I've got relatives go all the way back to the Spanish-American War. So, you know, it's pride in the military and my brothers.
Well, and you speak of your brothers all served as well. That's a great storyline. Was that by design, something you guys got together and said, hey, we're all going to serve this country? Well, tell us about that.
No, not really, because at that time I had two brothers that went into the service about 3 years apart. My oldest brother went into the Army, then the next oldest brother, he went into the Navy. And during that time, it was pretty much Vietnam, into Korea and then into Vietnam. And then I had the third oldest brother, he went into the Navy also. And then after my oldest brother, my next oldest brother, he went into the Army. And he was also bounced around all over the world, too, and into Vietnam. And I went into the service in 1973, at the very end of the Vietnam era. I am a Desert Storm veteran. So, you know, I had bounced around between Germany and the United States, and back into then into the Desert Storm.
So how many long boys were there that served then, of the brothers?
There was a total of five of us.
That's pretty impressive. So what does it mean today to get the opportunity to speak on Veterans Day in front of local people? Pretty neat, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is neat. There's a lot of respect for the military within the community. And they do a lot of support for us.